BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Three, two.
Radio one.
Today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes opening door four of the Who event calendar. Also, more of you lot that have been blocked by celebrities and a whole segment of people that have been blocked by example. He's quite hot on that button. And Sir Andy Murray meets his biggest fan in the world, Steve. Earlier this week, I asked Freya Ridings to act out a scene with her dad in character as Daddy Pig, thanking me for making Love Is Fire my tune of the week. Now, Freya was with Daddy Pig, her dad, last night, and they've done a message. If you're not aware of Daddy Pig's work, here he is. He's the one with the deep voice.
Do you want to see my desk now?
Yes, please.
This is Daddy Pig's desk.
My job is quite complicated. I take big numbers, transmute them, and calculate their load-bearing tangents.
Daddy Pig's job sounds very important.
Do you use rubber stamps?
No.
Do you use a computer?
No. But I do use colouring pens.
Daddy Pig, they're taking Pepper and George to work. This is maybe one of the weirdest things I've asked a pop star, and I've asked a lot of weird things. It's coming up after Twin Atlantic on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so this might be the weirdest thing you hear on Radio 1 today, maybe. I had this mad idea that Freya Ridings and her dad, who is the voice of Daddy Pig, could act out a scene thanking me for making Freya Tune of the Week this week. Ready?
Daddy, can you believe Scott and Chris have made me their Tune of the Week?
Yes, Freya. It's amazing, isn't it? There are so many artists out there, and they could have chosen anyone. So it's great they've chosen you, Freya. And did you see Pepper's in the album charts as well this week?
Yes, I know, Daddy. And they've supported me from the very beginning. It's amazing, really.
Yes, I think Scott and Chris are some of the best broadcasters in the world. Now off to your bedroom and tidy your room.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hugo and Kent says that's literally made my day. Alex and St Ives, my two-year-old Harry has just stopped crying and stared at the radio. More Daddy Pig, please. Ben and Chesterfield, retire. You're not going to get a better guest than that, it's true. Amazing. I'm going to play it again later. Oh, by the way, for all you poshos out there, here's the Freya Ridings posh noise. Only posh people will be able to hear this.
Laugh
though.
Cool.
No.
Nope.
I know.
They're nice.
Ain't.
Laugh
though.
Cool.
No.
Nope.
I know.
They're nice.
Ain't.
Laugh though.
Cool.
No.
Nope.
I know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On our last show, we were chatting about when a celeb or influencer hits the block button on you. It hurts. Listen to poor Chelsea from yesterday.
So I need a lot of help because I'm a massive Millie McIntosh fan and she's blocked me on Instagram.
Oh no. So you've been blocked by Millie?
Yeah, really sad.
Don't really know why either. Stephen, you've been blocked by someone.
Yes, and it's embarrassing. It's Calvin Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even know why I've actually texted you to tell you this because I don't even think a lot of people actually know this.
They will now.
They will now. So it must have been about 8 years ago, and like back then it was all like a big deal about a retweet off a celebrity was like the in thing to get. Now it's about going viral, but yeah. Then it was about retweets. So
oh my
it was
God.
Like,
yeah, people used to go mad for it.
I know, it was like, what a buzz if they actually retweeted you. That was it, yeah. You're made. So I'm from Dumfries, Calvin Harris is from Dumfries, so I thought... God. Definitely go to retweet me. So I can't remember if it was something to do with music or Dumfries, the first tweet. So I sent him a nice tweet, didn't get back to me. Second tweet, hi mate, if you don't retweet my last tweet, I know where your mum and dad stay. I don't know where his mum and dad stay.
Oh my God, why would you do that?
I don't know. I've literally no idea. I am not that weird guy. This is why this plays in my mind all the time.
Yeah.
Because... that's a weird thing to say. I don't know where they stay. Dumfries is actually quite big. Like, it's not just a few streets. So,
there's a slight level of threat there, which I wouldn't be with.
So, like, Calvin Harris is sitting across the other side of the world. Like, this guy in Dumfries is telling me he knows where my mum and dad stay. Like, that's not on. But then I say, oh, I'll go poo in the garden.
You said that too?
I said that too, yeah.
So not only did you say, I know where your mum and dad live in Dumfries, but if you don't retweet me, I will go and poo in their garden.
Yeah. So I've not really thought it through, to be honest. And he actually blocked me within minutes. Within minutes.
Yep.
Yeah. But you know, the weird thing is, though, because he's from Dumfries, he visits Dumfries.
Yeah.
At this time of the year.
Yeah.
So my anxiety is through the roof.
What, that you might see him?
Well, he goes to normal places like us, like Tesco.
Does he?
Like, all people on their socials, like, take pictures of him in Tesco, so there's always groups following him around. So I'm like, imagine I'd forgot, like, something for a Christmas dinner. I had to pop to Tesco Christmas Eve. I get a tap in the shoulder. There's Calvin Harris.
Does he know?
All right, mate.
How's he going to know it's you, though?
Well, this is where my anxiety comes in. I'm like, surely somebody will remember something as weird as that.
Yeah. Where else might you see him?
Pubs. He goes out to the pubs.
He goes
to the venue. Seen him in the venue.
Yeah.
In Dumfries. He's got friends of friends that I know have been on stag do's with him, so... Like, it's a small world.
Yeah. Do you feel ridiculous?
Yeah, it's... People don't think they'll bump into these celebrities that they'll get blocked by, but there is a slight chance I can bump into them.
Because it's Calvin Harris, you don't think about it? It's like, oh, it's LA's Calvin Harris. The reality is, Christmas Eve, he could be buying, some Quality Street in Tesco Dumfries.
Yeah, I forgot the bread sauce. I'm down the aisle and I get a tap in the shoulder. No.
I feel that if I can, if you will allow me, I would like to take this a bit further.
Right, OK.
Maybe try and get hold of Calvin somehow.
Right, yeah. Do you know what, though? That's kind of... That would be a weight off my shoulders.
Would
He's never going to see me. He's never going to bump into me. But, do you know, just for my peace of mind,
that's
actually...
What I mean. Like, then you can make your peace with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I say, I'd like to think I'm a normal person.
Yeah.
With a normal job. But looking at that tweet, you wouldn't think that.
Stephen, will you leave this with me?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, I'll get back to you on this.
Yeah, spot on.
Love you, bye.
Cheers. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chloe.
Hello.
So you met someone at a charity do?
Yes.
Were they surprisingly down to earth and very funny?
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. He was a bit weird.
Okay. Who are we talking about?
Nice. David Walliams. He was nice, but on the strange side, I would say.
Here's the thing with Walliams. I love him a lot. But he is...
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, we're not, like, close friends. But, like, I'd know him to say hi to. And the thing is, right, and he wouldn't mind anyone saying this, is on the strange side.
Yeah.
Thing is, Chloe, a lot of people, I don't know whether you notice or you know, a lot of people in show business are weird.
Yeah.
And also, I'm a little bit weird.
That's why you're in it then.
Someone just pointed to me. Like, why am I weird? Chloe, I need to sort this. Hang on. Why? Why am I weird? You can say it.
Never says no.
Yeah, that's from loads of people never don't say no. What else?
Shoe thing.
The shoe thing?
Yeah, like, you buy size 11 shoes.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool, yeah. I buy size 11 shoes, but I'm actually 10.
That's fine, get some extra room. Because of the socks, you need room for the socks.
Yeah. Anyway, so you meet David Walliams.
Yeah, at a charity ball. And we have a picture, and it was all nice and whatever. And the next day, I put it up on Instagram and tagged him in it. And he liked the picture, whatever, and started following me.
Yeah. Oh, good times.
So I was, although I found him strange, I was still fangirling.
Stop saying it's strange.
Sorry. But yeah, anyway, a few weeks later, I went out with my friend on a night out.
Yeah.
And we probably had a few too many. And I said to her that he started following me.
Mm.
So we took the opportunity
Here we go. This is not going to end well.
We took the opportunity to completely bombard him with videos of myself being like, hi, David, remember me? But then, like, he saw them but didn't reply. And then we took it to the next level and started sending him pictures of my friend's mom, of all her Facebook profile pictures, but they all looked exactly the same and, like, mugshot material.
Why?
He read them all because, I don't know, it just got, it escalated really quickly.
Okay.
So
he did see them?
He saw them, yeah. And then we went to send him another message and he just blocked me.
Block.
Yeah.
It's fair. You were way over familiar.
Yeah, it was probably went too far.
Have you tried to claw it back since?
No, I haven't. I just think I need to just leave it now. It's never going to happen between us, and that's it.
Does it still sadden you?
It does sadden me, considering it was a few years ago. I do talk about it quite a lot.
Yeah, I can tell.
Scott Mills.
Holly.
Hello.
You're one of hundreds of people that have been blocked by example.
Yeah, apparently he doesn't like chicken soup.
How did you find this out?
For some reason, I tweeted him asking if he liked chicken soup, and that was enough for me to be blocked.
Yeah, he's quite hot on the block button example.
Yeah, I was actually really excited, though. I feel like a lot of people are annoyed. I was really excited because I was like, example knows who I am.
Well, only enough to block you, really. Doesn't know
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but that's enough. He saw my name.
Right, yeah, I got it. I mean, we could do a whole show on people that have been blocked by example and the various reasons why.
Well, I actually have a new Twitter account now, and I've chosen not to follow him because I'm like, he doesn't deserve my follow anymore.
Oh, okay, sassy.
Yeah, we've got beef.
The producer of this show has been blocked by him on WhatsApp.
Oh, no way.
He doesn't know what he's done. It wasn't chicken soup related, I don't think. You're not alone. There's so many others that will all text in now.
I'm quite excited to hear that, to be honest. Although I did think that Example might hear me on this and get in touch and apologise, but maybe not if he's blocking everyone.
Yeah, let's do a whole segment on why Example blocked you. 81199.
I wonder how many people we can find. Maybe it's just food.
Oh, here we go. We got one already. Faye got blocked by Example because she asked him what his favourite flavour of crisps were.
Oh, I feel like maybe I asked him about crisps as well.
Maybe that's what sends him over.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio. One.
The Scott Mills Daily. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Let's have a little midweek Bumbleo celebration. It's weird doing it on my own. I don't like it. First for Annie and Sterling. Frey Ridings and her dad as Daddy Pig.
Daddy, can you believe Scott and Chris have made me their tune of the week?
Yes, Freya. It's amazing, isn't it? There are so many artists out there, and they could have chosen anyone. So it's great they've chosen you, Freya. And did you see Peppa's in the album charts as well this week?
Yes, I know, Daddy. And they've supported me from the very beginning. It's amazing, really.
Yes, I think Scott and Chris are some of the best broadcasters in the world. Now off to your bedroom and tidy your room.
So weird. Here's my slight camel fat mistake from yesterday for Rachel in Corby and Dan in Somerset. This is Radio 1, Camel Toe, Panic Room. Coming up, I've got Billie Eilish and Mumford & Sons. Good. Alex in Essex wants the iconic Friendly Fires Live Lounge covering Medusa's Piece of Your Heart.
Okay, hang on, one sec. How about it goes like this? Da, da, da,
da, hang on a minute, one sec. Down, down. Chelsea's listening to Radio 1. She works as an engineer and she's gay. And she wants to hear the full Robert Dias gay advert from the Hoovent calendar earlier this week.
Hi, my name's Marcus. I work at Robert Dias and I'm gay. I like going out with my friends and playing volleyball. I also like showing our gay and straight customers a funky range of our Christmas gifts.
Hi, my name is James. I'm straight and I work at Robert Dias. I like sailing, baking and showing off all our Christmas kitchen gadgets to our gay and straight customers.
I'm straight and I love shopping at Robert Dias.
I'm gay and I love shopping at Robert Dias.
I'm bisexual and I always find something I love at Robert Dias.
Look at this Christmas tree. It's perfect for a gay person or a straight person.
This drill would work a treat in a straight person's home or a gay person's.
Robert Dias, where gays and straights can buy drills and much, much more.
Oh. Let us know where you're bumbling today, 81199. Let us know if you're gay, straight or bi. Neil and Belfast wants this from Where Do You Think They Were? It's all over.
Oh, thank God.
Ralph?
Yeah? Jump, jump. Daddy Ralph will make you jump, jump.
Oh, Megan.
That was awful.
Oof. David of Doncaster wants the guy who puts everyone under citizen's arrest.
You're under a citizen's arrest! You're under a citizen's arrest! You're under a citizen's arrest! And I'll tell you what, you are too!
Simon in Nottingham wants to thank Greg James for bringing Derek Thompson into his life.
Are you well? I thought you were.
And Brad in Yeovil wants this from Peter Crouch, Innuendo Bingo.
We're going to start with BBC Radio Cornwall. And I think listener Margaret may have messaged the wrong show here.
Oh, hang on, we just had a text message here. My name is Margaret, and I have a lovely pair of thick beef curtains.
He's in.
Now, you can't stop me with beef curtains.
That's too much.
Okay.
You can't stop. I thought you were going to ease me in.
Well, like, he's already fully, like, your hair is fully wet. Okay, this actually gets worse, this clip, so reload, please.
Oh, I thought you were going to ease me in.
That was
straight at me.
Yeah.
Oh, that was heavy, that.
Yeah, I don't think this presenter on Radio Cornwall quite got what was going on, as you're here.
Oh, hang on, we just had a text message here. My name is Margaret, and I have a lovely pair of thick beef curtains.
No, you don't beef. Make curtains out of beef.
Think you've got.
And I'm looking for another pair for my spare room. Has anyone got a pair for sale? Thick beef curtain. Am I missing something here?
Could it be buff? Could it be beige?
It could be beige. Bambolea, bambolea.
Porque mi vida yo la prefiero. Here we go, 8199. Halfway through the week, everybody. Where are you? We've got Paul the straight plumber in Ashford. Hi, I'm Corey. I'm gay and I'm bumbling on the M1. Hi, I'm Dan. I'm straight. I'm bumbling in Southampton. Hey Scott, I'm Andrew the squid fisher. I'm straight and I'm fishing for squid. Come on, 81199, let's bumbleo! Sam and Dan, the gay builders in Colford. Yeah. Hi, I'm Lewis. I'm straight, and I'm delivering to customers' houses. Hi, I'm Jamie. I'm gay, and I'm logging at the yard. I don't know what that means. Something to do with logs. Loads coming in. Hi, I'm Portia. I'm bi, and I'm cooking fajitas. Oliver, the gay window cleaner. Hi, and Heather set. Colin, straight, in his van in Peterborough.
I love the hairy porn.
Tom and Kings Lynn. Doesn't say. Mosley, the bi trucker. Hi. George, bumbling his chainsaw off in North Wales. Doesn't give a preference. Cranny and Wally, bumbling their trousers off in Peterborough. Once again, I don't know. And Tom, vegan and straight in Chesterfield. Asidasi!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Not long to go until Steve meets Andy Murray. People are like, how did you get him to agree to this? Well, we didn't, we just did it. Josh, are you excited for superfan Steve in a bit?
Really excited, really excited. I don't think you could have picked a better person to be on with him, to be honest.
Andy Murray.
Yeah. I can't gauge how he's going to react, but...
Josh, let me tell you something, OK? Normally, when we do these, I can make eye contact with the people.
Yeah.
So, Anne-Marie, I looked at her throughout, even though I knew exactly what was going on. Same with Cheryl. Same with David Guetta.
And Andy, you couldn't.
I could not make eye contact with him. I had to look down. So therefore, my poor producer, he doesn't get paid enough for this stress, to be honest. But Andy was looking at him the whole time for reassurance. I had to look down.
Oh, God.
You'll see it on the video. It's so uncomfortable. Every part of me was a sweating.
I really can't wait. I'm a big Andy Murray fan because I just love his temperament. I think it's hilarious. So him being on something like this is just going to be comedy gold. It really is.
In the past, what have been your favourite ones?
The Cheryl Cole one was brilliant. I'm not a major fan of Cheryl Cole, but it was hilarious. When he called the dog out for being gay and she didn't even understand how he would know that.
I've got it right here.
I was literally crying at it. It was that funny.
I got it here. What breed of animal is Cheryl's beloved pet Buster?
Cheryl. Steve.
I'll let you have it, Cheryl.
Chihuahua.
Steve. Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Gay.
Pardon? Did you say gay?
Gay.
Is your pet gay?
I think so, but I don't know how you know that.
Next question. Right, Josh, stop everything at 3 o'clock because Sir Andy Murray is on with his biggest fan, Steve.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Natalie.
Hi.
You WFH, are you?
Yeah, working from home every day.
You love it. Every single day?
Not every day, most days, though, yeah. Working, got my little office set up.
See, if I did that, I'm not sure I would ever get dressed.
Yeah, you're in your pyjamas a lot. Fridge is always really close. Not ideal.
No, I think that is ideal. I think you're living your best.
Maybe that's what it is.
How many days a week do you work from home?
Three, usually. Sometimes a bit more. I know.
Do you have to be really strict with yourself? Because I wouldn't get anything done either.
No, yeah, I know. And then you do end up just eating constantly.
Yeah, and then, Judge Rinder's on, etc.
Yeah, no, you can't have the telly on. That's why I put the radio on instead.
Fair. Okay, I'm not going to tell you whose banger is who today because Chris is not here, but he's left me one. I've got one.
Okay.
This is the first choice today, but whose is it? We got him hypnotized. This is Come On, Catch Him by Surprise, Tiesto, Busta Rhymes, Diplo. We got
him hypnotized. Not sure on that one. Mm.
Hey, you're looking forward to Superfan Steve later with Andy Murray?
Oh my God, yeah, it's going to be so funny. He's not going to have a clue, is he?
No. It's coming at three. Okay, that's your first choice. Here's the second one. Throwback, Nina Sky, Move Your Body.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with number two.
Oh, straight in. You sure?
Yeah, no.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, that was my one.
Yes.
Thanks.
Brave Conversations, a podcast that delves into the emotions and realities behind diversity and identity in the UK. I am Richie Brave, and if you ever had that friend that you call when something goes down at like 3 a.m. in the morning, well, I am that friend and decided to take that and put it into podcast form. Join me and my guests every week as we share stories, we dismantle myths through a mix of talking, laughing, a few tears, sharing and connecting with each other. So in this podcast, I open a window into the world of other people, which provides hope and understanding. Brave Conversations. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
Great. Nina Sky, Move Your Body on Radio 1. Superfan Steve is a very nervous fan, played by Chris Stark, although the people here don't know that. And he seems to get through to a lot of celebrities. Anne-Marie, Cheryl Cole, David Guetta. This time, Superfan Steve meets Sir Andy Murray, two-time Wimbledon world champion. Good luck, everybody. This... I'm just telling you now, it's so uncomfortable. Because you know what Andy Murray can be like. Lovely guy, but would not want to get on the wrong side of him. So it's a quiz. Oh, two Olympic gold medals. Thanks for throwing that in, yeah. It's a quiz about Andy Murray. only Chris, or Steve, is in a couple of rooms down the corridor, and he has all the answers to the quiz. So generally, he can answer first. This is your 13-minute cringe warning.
Scott Mills.
Someone called Alexa's just texted in from Chesterfield, well excited for superfan Steve. She's moved her meeting and everything. I wonder if this works. Alexa, listen to Radio 1 with Andy Murray. Thanks, Alexa. Hi, Greg. Are you excited for superfan Steve?
Oh, God, I can't wait.
What's your favourite one from before?
Probably the Ryland one, actually.
The Ryland one was
absolutely
good.
Absolutely love one.
Thing
it
is,
was
right,
so good.
He knew all about it because he'd heard the Cheryl one, but then still fell for it. What body part has Ryland had reduced?
Steve.
Yes?
Steve, penis.
So good.
Okay. Still make me laugh now.
How do you think Andy Murray's going to take it?
I think he'll be very confused, but I think he'll take it well. He gets a lot of stick, but I actually think he's quite a good banter, actually.
Find out at three.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A few days ago, Andy Murray came to Radio 1. We chatted about his new documentary, and then he met superfan Steve. First of all, here's my chat before the main event. Hello, Andy Murray.
How you doing?
I'm good. Right? Yeah, good. Chris, my radio partner, isn't here today, but he always makes me play a bad remix of a theme tune, so he's left me this. I don't know. Great. Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks, Chris. Anyway, hi, how are you?
Yeah, good.
terrible. I know, it is terrible. I've seen resurfacing your Amazon Prime documentary, and we do literally see inside your body during two operations, and it's the kind of the emotional toll of a near career-ending hip injury, which obviously had a major effect on you and those closest to you, which leads me to the question, are you okay now?
I'm good, yeah. I'm in a much better place now than I was for most of the... Yeah, for most of the film. But, it did turn out quite differently to what we'd expected when we first sort of started filming it. The operation's been amazing. It's literally, like, life-changing. No pain in my hip anymore, and it's great.
That must be such a relief.
Yeah, I mean, I'd sort of forgotten what it was like not to have the pain, and it was about 3 months after I'd had the operation where I was just doing normal things, like walking the dogs and going soft play with the kids and playing golf. And
I mean, obviously you probably expected the documentary and the cameras to be there for not that long. It ended up being a long time. It felt like Katie Price towards the end. It's the cameras again. What made you let the cameras in, though, on what was a huge struggle for you?
I thought that it would be, you know, an interesting thing for maybe people that were into sports to sort of watch an athlete sort of rehabbing some of the behind the scenes stuff that goes on and trying to get you back onto the court. But it just completely changed. And if I knew what the ending of the film was going to be and all the stuff I would have gone through when we'd started filming, you know, I probably would have said no thank you.
Yeah. Is it true that you're home for Christmas for the first time in years this year?
I have been home at Christmas, but normally I'd literally, like, it's a flying visit. But this year, sort of up in Scotland, whole family's going there, which will be nice. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Say hi to your mum, please.
Oh, you've spent a bit of time with my mum, have you? How's that been?
It was on Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
Same year. Mm. And she, well, me and her formed a club together. She named it the Crap Dancers Club. And there were only two members of the club, me and your mum. But one of the highlights would be that every time Judy arrived for the show on Saturday, she would bring this delicious shortbread with her for everybody.
Okay. Yeah,
is that she do that at home?
Yeah, well, it's not her that makes it; it's her gran that does it.
And she refuses
to tell anyone else the recipe.
Oh,
yeah, which is not very nice.
I'm convinced that your mum tried to pass it off as her own.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Well, she'd be lying then. She's a terrible cook.
Now, once, a long time ago, and there is photo evidence of this. I remember this the other day when I found out that you were coming in. I cut your hair once.
You did.
Whoever allowed that to happen? I think it was charity, I think. That's why we both did it.
Yeah.
But it was when you had long hair. Mm. And since the awful haircut that I gave you, you have kept it short. And now I tell people as one of my stories at a party that my haircut was the turning point, and then you've kept it short ever since.
And what, looks better this way or
it's
not?
Way better that way. I mean, right, listen, we're going to play a Christmas song now because they're all on Radio 1. The seal has been broken. Are you a fan of that this early on?
It's a bit early, isn't it?
Do you think?
I think, yeah. I'm sort of thinking like 2 weeks out is when I'm okay with it, but...
Okay.
Yeah, is that...
I mean, it's up to you. Christmas song next or not?
Yeah, well, why not? Why not?
All right. If Sir Andy says so, it's fine. Here's a Christmas song on Radio 1. Right, that's the chat done. Next, he meets Steve.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time for Superstar versus Superfan. So these are a lot of questions about you, okay?
Yeah.
So you, like, probably will remember the answers.
So I need to answer the quickest.
Yeah. So I've got a listener on the line who's called Steve, who is like the biggest fan of you. And it's very simple. If you know the answer, you shout Andy and then the answer. If Steve knows the answer, he shouts Steve and then the answer.
Okay.
Let's bring him in. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, you're through to Sir Andy Murray.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Hello, sir.
How are you?
Sir, I like that. Respect from the off. Are you okay, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play Superstar versus Superfan. Let's go. Are you ready, Steve?
Steve, yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. If Andy wasn't a tennis player, what would he have been?
Andy.
Yes,
Steve.
Sir. Andy first.
Footballer.
Is correct. For where?
Hibs.
What does Andy give fans at the end of each of his matches?
Andy.
Steve.
Andy got there first.
No.
No, it was Andy. What was your answer, Andy?
Wristbands.
Yeah. So what would you have said, Steve?
Steve, dirty clothes.
Okay, that's the wrong... Andy got the right answer. The grassy viewing slope at Wimbledon has been known as Henman Hill, the West Lawn, and what?
Steve.
Yes.
Judy Murray's Mound.
Say that again?
Steve.
Yep.
Judy Murray's Mound.
No, it's the correct answer is Murray Mount. Next question. Why did Andy nearly miss 2004 Sports Personality of the Year Awards?
Andy.
Steve.
Andy got there first.
I got locked in the toilet.
Correct. If Andy Murray were gay, which tennis player would he like to date?
Andy.
Yes,
Stephen.
Feli Lopez.
Was that your answer, Steve?
Felissimo de Manana Lopez.
That's right. What is Andy's racket sponsor?
Andy.
Steve. Yes.
Head.
Is the correct answer. Sorry, Steve, you weren't quick enough there. What happened to 16-year-old Andy outside a nightclub?
Steve.
Yes?
Head.
No, that was the last answer, Steve. I'll ask again. What happened to 16-year-old Andy outside a nightclub?
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Steve, head.
I vomited into my hands and tried to catch it.
Never a good idea. Next question. How did the final game play out when Andy won Wimbledon 2013?
Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Steve, sir.
Yep.
15, love. 30, love. Steve, 40, love. Steve, first championship point. Steve, 40-15. Steve, second championship point, 40-30. Steve, third championship point. Hello?
Yes? Yeah, we're listening.
Steve, juice.
Yes?
Steve, advantage Djokovic.
This could go on a while.
Steve, juice. Advantage Djokovic.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Steve, juice. Advantage Djokovic. Steve, juice. Advantage Murray. Sir Andy Murray. Fourth championship point. Victory.
Victory. Ah, oh, well, that was Superstar versus Superfan. I mean, you both did well there. Sir Andy, I should also tell you at this point that Steve is not a real person. It's Chris, who works on the show.
Okay.
Chris.
Hello. Firstly, I just want to say, obviously, I'm genuinely a huge fan.
Are you being Steve now or being Chris?
No, I'm not being Steve now. Right, okay. I've never... Like, when we thought about doing this, we thought it was madness that we'd be doing it with yourself. Thank you so much for just being so nice anyway. I couldn't believe it. I thought when I mentioned your mother's mound, you may have decided to leave at that point. But
I was... Right, literally, I'm not going to lie to you. I hardly slept last night because of this, because I was terrified of it, because you're Andy Murray. And, but yeah, you didn't... Chris, you didn't walk out.
That's good news.
I'm sweating so much right now.
But why?
Because it was... Because it's awful, and I know exactly what's going on. Ah! And relax. Okay, Chris, are you going to come by and say hello?
And apologise.
Yeah, I mean,
apologise.
Sorry,
okay, we'll get that on mic. Right, bye.
Scott Mills.
We like to relive some of, TV and radio's best moments. Anything, really, as long as it's a who. There's one who every day behind our WhoVent calendar. Let's open door 4.
Ho, ho, ho! The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Knock, knock. Who's that at the door? I don't know, but let's look at number 4.
Here's the next question. In what sport does Fanny Schmeller compete for Germany? A, swimming. B, show jumping. Or C, skiing? You've put show jumping. Yeah. Why'd you put show jumping?
I don't think it's skiing.
No, you would know. You would know.
Yeah, you'd think. Swimming, it doesn't really have a ring for me like Fanny Schmeller. So I just thought it goes with show jumping.
We're going to make a rule now, never say a name again.
Bradley Walsh losing it, Fanny Schmeller on the chase. We are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 with Radio's number 1 and only conception feature. Where do you think they were? Oh, and there's a Who game and the WhoVent calendar.